there's a lot of activity, of course, that's happened on the cyber criminal front. A lot of innovations and new attack mechanisms that we saw them unroll. And at the same time, the welcome news, of course, was the activity that we saw fighting back. This comes from the security vendors, of course, and also law enforcement, botnet takedowns that occurred, taking a bite out of cyber crimes. It is a good message going back.
One of the things that you guys predicted, and it's come true, is that money ends up, guess what? It's money's important. Follow the money. And as folks were going, the bad guys were going after money more, this became sort of more serious.
Yeah, and of course there's a demand for this, as it's no secret they've been successful in being able to obtain information and being able to breach accounts and obtain money as well through financial institutions and so forth. And so they need vehicles, they need ways to launder these funds and get themselves a payday. And so there's been an increased demand to use money mules, human proxies, and web money services to try to anonymize the trace of this stuff. And because of that demand, there's a lot of jobs that are opening up, illicit jobs in the digital underground.
One of the other areas that you looked at are these botnets, and we've been talking about botnets for a long time. These, I'm going to have you explain what a botnet is, because not everyone knows, but we're now seeing it through almost what you call legitimate means. What are botnets, and what are these new ways that they're getting to us?
The concept of a botnet is very simple. All it requires is a piece of malicious software on a compromised machine that needs a communication channel. So it needs to be able to reach out to contact the criminal, the controller, so that they can issue commands. These commands would be things such as launching DDoS attacks, like we saw in the WikiLeaks case, and also sending stolen information that they've obtained from these machines, like login credentials and even, you know, sensitive spreadsheets, whatever that might be sitting on that system, back to them. So that's a botnet in a nutshell. And they want to be as robust as possible, and they want to keep these infected systems staying online and those communication channels open as long as possible. So that's what they're doing through the legitimate means now, is that they're watermarking this information. They're piggybacking on traffic like HTTP. So they're using common protocols like HTTP, web browsing, to send information to the controller so it doesn't look as suspicious.
One of the big things that we ended up talking a lot about was the Stuxnet worm that's made its way. In hindsight, was that as big as, did it deserve as much attention as we gave it?
It is certainly an isolated case and no doubt high profile, and it was particularly innovative. So it did deserve attention. The interesting part about that, of course, is that it was pretty sophisticated. There's a lot of layers in place here. There's different platforms that were targeted. Typically, when you launch an attack, most viruses that we see here for MS Windows, you know, big market there, big target audience. But this dug down a little lower. It's going after PLC controllers and specific hardware, so it required much more expertise. So that was the concerning part about it, and it really shows how cyber criminals are leveraging their expertise and how they're able to penetrate into areas like that. But with that said, it was an isolated case, and there's certainly much more happening than that when you zoom out from that area of activity.
Turn from looking back to looking forward. What are you watching for 2011? What should people be watching out for?
A couple of things. One of the things that we predicted actually in 2010 that did see a lot of activity towards the end, particularly in December, was the rise of ransomware. And this is the concept of holding digital information hostage. And it's actually pieces of malicious code that seek out this information, encrypt it, and disable it on endpoints. So this is something, I think, a trend that we're going to see moving into 2011. It's a way for them to monetize this, because they can hold that information hostage and only give it back to the owners of that system at a price. And I think that's going to escalate into cases of blackmail as well. I mean, we see cases like WikiLeaks. Once that information has been breached or compromised, contains a value, and they're realizing this, and they can go after that. So that's one of the trends that we saw just in terms of innovation, what the bad guys are doing. And because of that, the other big issue is crime services. So these are essentially middlemen, catalysts that enable attacks to anybody who's not technically adept. And we talked about Stuxnet, how it had multiple layers, and each one of those layers required different expertise. Well, this is precisely what crime services are enabling now, because somebody who does not have that technical expertise but has some cash in hand and has connections can enable those crime services. They can hire people to write malicious code. They can hire people to set up malicious websites and distribute this, infect systems, and so forth. And so the people with expertise are now figuring out that they can monetize this as well, offer services, but it's compounding the issue, and it's going to compound the issue further in 2011 because there's more up-and-coming people looking for some quick cash or to leverage these services.
The thing just constantly evolves. Cybersecurity, you can't rest your laurels ever.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're just at the tip of the iceberg here, and it's starting to gain worldwide attention simply because it is becoming a big problem. Keeps us on our toes here. Of course, that's what we do in the labs at Fortinet is monitoring this 24/7, 365, and there's always something going on because, as you know, cybercrime is an international issue. It has no boundaries, which is one of the biggest problems, too. So I think moving forward to combat this, it's really going to be a collaborative effort that we need. And we're starting to see this with some of the botnet takedowns that happened in 2010 because there's different authorities in different regions that were going after these guys, investigating. In terms of the public sector, I think it really needs to bridge more as the private sector, leverage working relationships. So, this is what we do. We have the intel. We do a lot of the monitoring. We can provide alerts and help with response. It helps with that working relationship as well. But, of course, a lot of policies need to be established and moving forward. So I think the intention's there, and that's another thing to definitely look forward to in 2011.